Good morning and welcome to Food Talk. I'm Marianne Myers and I am joined as always by my fabulous guest host, Linda Perkins. Linda, I can't pronounce correctly your job. Guest host.
Oh, it's a lot of consonants, isn't it?
Co-host. It's co-host. You're not a guest.
I know.
You're a fully paid employee of Food Talk.
Well, I mean, if I wasn't a co-host, then I would have to be, we would have 8 listeners.
Oh, yeah. Which we might now.
I know. We've been talking about that. We could be even as high as 9.
I think we're teetering on double digits. Well, I do.
For sure, we have Gary in Seaside.
Yes, Gary.
And then I'm thinking there was someone else, but of course my brain. Good Lord.
Leslie at the co-op.
I haven't quite rehydrated it from last from sleeping.
hydrate. It's very important. I hear. I hear
every
it
night
is.
It shrivels.
That's why we weigh ourselves first thing in the morning.
Oh, what you been cooking?
Well, I did try a new recipe.
Did you?
Yes.
Were you brave?
I'm or foolish. I am. I liked it enough to do it again, but it would be hard to recreate it because I found this recipe on a site I think you also use. We share some online recipe places, and this was for stir-fried cumin, green beans, and chicken, and it just sounded really good.
What site was it from?
It was from New York Times.
Okay, yeah.
And it's a Melissa Clark five-star.
And I really like her. Her recipes turn out.
She cranks them out, too.
Yeah,
it's
but they're
just
good,
crazy.
And they work, and they taste good.
Yeah. Well, this sounded really good, and so I said to myself confidently at some time in the early afternoon, I'm going to make that for dinner. And then I went on about my business. And then, when it got time to fix dinner, I realized that it needed ground chicken. I didn't have any. It needed green beans, which I should have known from the title.
Yes.
I didn't have any. I didn't have either red or green chili peppers.
Oh, no.
I was out of fresh ginger. I was out of garlic cloves. I did have some cilantro. And so I went, I don't care. I'm going to make it anyway.
You made something else.
I had a thawed out chicken breast, and I just did it into small dice.
Okay.
Because I figured, you know, it's going to be browned anyway. It might even be better. Who knows?
Yeah.
I almost never have ground chicken.
Yeah, me either. I have to buy it specifically for something.
Yeah. So but I often have chicken. So that was fine. I didn't have green beans, but I had snow peas. You know, it's one of those things you do. So in the end, it didn't really, I'm sure it's nothing like the actual recipe. But it was really, really good. Unfortunately, I didn't write it down, so I can't recreate it.
Oh, no.
But I am going to do this recipe correctly and try it again because we liked it. And I think a whole lot of that was because of the chili. I didn't have the chilies they called for, but I had a habanero.
Okay.
And I just quartered it, seeded it, and used it in the stir fry and then took it out.
Okay.
Because it's, you know, it's a habanero.
Yeah.
And it has to go, really. Anyway, it's, you know, it's ginger, garlic, cumin, cilantro, rice wine vinegar, soy sauce, and hoisin, and it was good. Nothing earth-shattering, but good.
Nice.
Yeah.
I really like cumin. I like it a lot.
This was cumin seeds, so that's also a nice thing.
Yeah.
So I was happy about that.
Well, you were talking about that, you know, substituting a bunch of stuff.
Everything.
Yes, yes. Years ago, I worked in a Chinese restaurant, and there was a papaya salad that we had that I really liked.
Was it like a green papaya?
No, it was orange papaya, like ripe papaya.
Oh, yeah.
And it was cubed up. It wasn't like shredded like a Thai salad.
Right.
So it was really good. So I made it, but I changed, I think, every single thing, just like you said. I mean, papayas, ripe ones, are just not readily available, so I used a cantaloupe, and then it called for, it had chicken, and I used chicken. So, and then it always used sugar snap peas, and I used pea pods. That's not that different. But then the dressing had pineapple, jam, which is kind of a common thing in some Chinese things. And it's just not a thing that we have here on the North Coast. So I just took some crushed pineapple and squished the juice out of it. And then it had, when we made it in the restaurant, they used ginger juice. And so I'm not going to do that. I just don't have the patience. So I just use minced ginger. And so the recipe, the dressing is just mayonnaise and minced ginger and squished pineapple so that it's just not so juicy that it doesn't turn out like juice instead of dressing, you know. And then some yogurt, strained, what do you call it? Greek yogurt. And then I put it on the diced chicken with the cantaloupe and the pea pods, and it's really good. But it's funny because just every single thing was changed. And you were talking also about chili peppers. I don't know if you know this, but there's a little local grocery, I think in Warrenton, that once a year they do their they do a hatch chili roast, and I just think that's the best thing. I think that they use their medium heat chilies, and they have a guy outside, and he's just got a big cage, and you buy the chilies, and then you take them outside, and he roasts them. And so they just do it one day. I think it's August 14th. That's a Friday. But it's just like the best, I mean, community kind of thing, you know?
And you buy a lot and freeze them. Is that correct?
I do. Because Dale made this kind of jury-rigged roaster, but what it involves is like a weed burner.
Oh my gosh.
And then a little cage, and it's just so dangerous and scary. And if he gets distracted, I'm just so close to the flame, you know, when he's roasting it. It's a two-person job, and I'm not exactly a willing second person.
No.
So no, I just take him to that place, and it works really well. I buy them for the whole year because I love hatch chilies. And then I take them home and I get the seeds out and peel them and then put them in Ziplocs and freeze them.
I will say also, because as you know, I live down the street from the little store you're talking about, and the whole neighborhood smells great.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
We would know, even if we didn't get the information in the paper or something, we would know that the chilies were being roasted. It's so great.
Smoke signals.
Oh, my gosh. I did have, you know, when you work really hard on something, making something in the kitchen, and then it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah, it's so sad, isn't it?
It's devastating, really, because it's your time.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be also expensive ingredients, which would make it umpteen times worse. But mostly for me, it's just my time. I could have been doing something I wanted to do. Anyway, I think I told you that Tom and I have recently adopted a rescue. We took in a rescue cat.
Yeah. And her name is Linda. No, it's not.
Her name is Grace.
Oh, super close.
Yeah, almost the same.
Five letters.
And this cat came. She's adorable, and we love her, and we're so happy to have a cat, because after our 16-year-old cat died a couple months ago, we were like, thank heaven, we're not having any more cats. We're going to have, I'm getting all new living room furniture. We're not going to have the cat box. It's going to be wonderful. And then, you know, for 2 months, we were like, I really miss the cat. So when this cat came up on the local Facebook, somebody said, this cat's hanging around and it needs a home. We've tried to find out who owns it and nobody's claiming it. So we took it and we're happy we have her. But she came bearing gifts and she's going to have kittens.
Oh, no.
So, surprise inside.
I noticed we have 9 listeners.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I wish I knew them all, but I don't know them all, or I'd be looking up their phone numbers. Anyway, so we have impending kittens. And also, in the course of deciding what to feed this new cat, the folks who she turned up in their backyard, and they felt bad about her just lingering in the backyard in the rain. So they started putting some food on the back porch for her. And that had been going on for a couple of months, where they were trying to figure out who lost a cat. And the food that they had been feeding her was one of the chunks of ersatz meat, but in gravy. Mm-hmm. And so I continued to feed her that for a while, but it's so, the packaging and everything about it is extremely disgusting. Mm-hmm. So I have slowly switched her over, but she really likes gravy.
Oh,
she really, really likes gravy. And then I started giving her, I decided I was going to make her broth. That's how this whole thing started in the kitchen. I'm going to make some really good, healthy broth. I'll put it on regular cat food, and she'll love it. And I know that she's getting what she needs because she's got kittens in there. So I got a multi-pack of chicken drumsticks, mm-hmm. and I put them in the slow cooker for like 24 hours.
Oh,
and
wow. Holy cow.
And then pulled them out and took all the meat off and saved the meat for us, and strained out the broth and added some carrots and celery, which are both okay for cats, and some anchovies, which are great for cats.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And let it simmer for a while longer, and then restrained the whole thing. And then the first little dish I gave to her, she went over and checked it and just started lapping it up. And I thought, great, this is so great. Because it had sat in the fridge overnight, and when I got it out in the morning, it was gelatinous like it should be. You know, I knew it was full of good stuff. And then she would never touch it again.
Weird.
She was just being polite.
Oh.
She was like, okay, I'll have this. And then she was, the next day I give her some, she's like, oh no, you're going to give this to me every
maybe,
day.
Maybe she is Norma's cat because she doesn't like celery.
Maybe so. I don't know. But anyway, I have a quart of really, really good, but not fit for human consumption.
Because of the anchovy.
Yeah. And I put the anchovies in there because the vet told me that cats like stinky food.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that was my, cooking fiasco for the week, was all
so
that
strange.
Trouble to make really something I thought was going to be really fabulous, and the person who was receiving the gift went, no thanks.
Isn't that funny though that she ate it for at first and then wouldn't?
I know, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, I'll keep you posted about the kittens. We'll be talking about that on air when I'm frantically looking for good homes.
We'll have a giveaway.
Oh, this.
Just in time for pledge drive.
The fall pledge drive. Such a good idea. Stay tuned, everybody.
I got some of those, you know how I like to grill?
Yep.
And I will grill big eggplant, and I'll make baba ganoush out of them. But they're very mushy, you know. They're not something you can just like chomp into. And so I love the little Japanese ones, you know. And,
yeah.
And usually they're long and skinny, and I just cut them in half the long way and grill them. And they're really good. A little bit of olive oil, salt and pepper. Delicious. Dip them in a dip. But at the Sunday market yesterday, they had the bulbous ones. They look like a regular eggplant, but they're just tiny.
Yeah.
And so I grilled those, and they were even better.
Ooh.
They were so good. Their skin was a lot more tender, and I think that was the thing that won me over. But
yeah.
They were delicious. It was really...
They're like a jumbo egg.
No, they're even smaller.
Oh.
They're like an okay sign.
Okay.
Yeah, and I bet they could grow bigger, but maybe it's just the time of year. It's only
so
the
perfect,
second week
though.
I've seen them. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They were really good. And then do you remember I have those friends that trade me tomatoes for pretty
yeah.
much anything? So I said they were early grill tomatoes, but I was wrong. They're Willamette tomatoes.
Oh.
And they wanted me to say that on the radio because it's kind of hard to find them, and they're just so good for our area. So... Willamette.
Yeah. Okay.
They're early. They're
I
delicious.
I don't think I ever heard
they're
of that.
They're perfect. They're so, so good. It's they're really, really something.
It's tomato season.
Oh, I know.
My gosh.
It's really, really something.
Quickly, I want to remind everybody that Food Talk is a co-production of KMUN Community Radio and North Coast Food Web, and I bet I've forgotten to mention that those two websites are so fabulous. I'm not saying that because you know, I have nothing else to say.
They don't pay us.
Yeah, right. There's no bonus. The bonus is that when you go to either one of those websites, you learn something you didn't know that's valuable, and you find out things that you will be able to use forever. Like what's on the radio when? When is your favorite show that's not on every week at the same time? All of that stuff. What's on sale at the co-op? Whatever. NorthCoastFoodWeb.org. It's not the co-op. It's NorthCoastFoodWeb.org, where you can find out what North Coast Food Web is. It's a valuable nonprofit in our neighborhoods. And if, like me, you make that mistake once in a while, you'll find out about it. Also, KMUN.org, and while you're there at KMUN.org, click on shop and see what's in there. It's fun. So, any plans?
Well, let's see. I think I'm going to sit around for a week or two and eat cantaloupe.
Oh, my gosh. So good. I can't really even take any time to wrap it in prosciutto. I'm sorry.
No, it doesn't need it. No. I mean, you know, maybe another time of year.
Cut it in half. Scoop out the seeds. Grab a spoon.
Yep. It's just so delicious. Do you like honeydew melon?
When it's good, but I think that honeydew melon has tricked me too often. I don't buy it anymore. I don't know how to pick it. I'm not blaming the melon.
Yeah. No, but I don't. I have never liked one. I've never had one that I like. So either they were all not ripe, which I kind of find hard to believe. It's not that I dislike it. I just don't like it. And I love cantaloupe. I'm just so happy when it's in season.
Yeah. It's more reliable to, you know, like you can't pick up a honeydew and smell the stem end and figure out if it's ripe or not. Also, here's something I've never tried with honeydew. I don't know what the science is about. You know, some things will ripen sitting on the counter and some things just won't.
Yep.
And I have had things ripen on the counter that theoretically don't, and cantaloupe is one of them.
Okay.
And maybe honeydew would be too, because that's the thing. You don't want a melon to be, not a honeydew melon, to be crisp.
Yeah.
You want it to be succulent like cantaloupe when it's ripe. And it always is kind of crunchy and flavorless.
Yeah.
And expensive to be so disappointing.
To me, flavorless. Yeah. 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 So I sent you a photograph of onions because they had my undies in a bunch over onions. Oh, I don't know what, but ever since COVID, for some reason, yellow onions. Do you remember what a yellow onion looks like?
Yeah.
It's got that medium brown exterior and the peel is hard and kind of crunchy. And it's the peeling is, and this is part of the reason I'm just not happy. The peeling is so good in a vegetable stock. It just adds so much flavor.
Yes.
But you just can't get them. When you go to the store and the bin says yellow onions, they look exactly like sweet onions. I don't see how they're any different. They have the papery, flaky skin. They cut really easy, whereas yellow onions are harder to cut. They got the big stem end and the big, you know, whatever you call that thing, root part at the end, and they're sweet onions. They're not yellow onions, and yellow onions have such a good flavor when they're sauteed, you know, when you get them a little browned. They're so good in things like, you know, meatloaf and cabbage rolls and stuff like that, where you just really want that kind of really developed yellow onion flavor. And I just don't know what to do. It's got me kind of grumpy.
Is anybody growing yellow onions around here?
Well, here's the thing, with both garlic and onions, I haven't seen any yellow onions anywhere at a farmer's market or anything. I've only seen the big spring onions with the stem on them, and I haven't seen anything else. But I always, because I've been burned with unknown onions and garlic, where I just completely wreck a dish because it's 15 times stronger than I'm used to.
Oh, right.
And that's a thing where you kind of got to figure out your product before you use it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's not like lettuce where you're pretty okay.
Yeah. Well, not lately. I mean, off lettuce.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I haven't had any green salads lately. I don't know. And you know, there's probably no a supportable reason for that, but I'm just, I'm taking a break. That's all.
Scared.
One of the things is, though, that we are lucky, lucky, lucky in this area to have so many vegetable farmers.
Yes.
And so we don't have to worry that crops are getting watered with bad water. Mm-hmm. We don't have to worry about a lot of the things that are causing havoc in the commercial farming industry. Mm-hmm. So I'm very, very grateful about that. Plus, it is farmers market season, and the North Coast Food Web's online Thursday market is year-round, so we have access. And I have no supportable reason for being afraid of lettuce right now. It's just that, you know, it's unappetizing to read these articles.
It's scary.
It doesn't make me want to run out and do something with lettuce leaves. Anyway, I would say, though, that there are more and more and more local producers coming online with Food Web, and I wonder if maybe somebody's doing yellow onions. Because I understand that you wouldn't want to buy a whole bunch of them not knowing how strong they are, mm-hmm. but all you have to do is buy one and taste it.
I want an actual yellow onion.
Yeah.
What I think of and has always been.
I never buy a yellow onion, so
really?
I didn't know that. I always have
so many of them.
Sweet, red, and white.
Okay.
I love white.
Okay.
That's my favorite onion, and it's all usually the onion called for in most Mexican food.
I know they'll like laugh at you if you don't use a white onion. How could they be so stupid onion wise?
I do really like white onions, but for some reason I'm not making fabulous French onion soup, which you make.
You
would need the yellow onions for that.
Yeah.
And the onion peels.
Oh, and that's a good point. I can get them in a 50-pound bag, but my god, you know. No, because that's what I've ended up doing. If I'm making French onion soup, I'll buy a 50-pound bag because I need them. But then the fruit flies, oh, my God, and then the leftover, 35 pounds of onions.
When an onion goes bad, it punishes.
Everybody knows.
Yes, that's right. I will teach you to ignore me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. Well, same way with citrus in terms of how horrible it will treat you if you let it go bad. If you leave a lemon in the back of the crisper and later it's wearing a fur coat and stinking up the place anyway.
Yeah. And it's just how to get it out because your thumb immediately goes deep into the fruit. Yeah, that's truly gory.
I know.
Well, peaches sure are a thing right now.
Peaches and corn.
Yes. I was absolutely devastated because the peach vendor wasn't at the market yesterday. I just ripped my heart out. my fruit heart. But they're so good this time of year.
I wonder. Well, they're probably at a million different markets and during this season.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't have somebody to tend the store,
I don't know. I was too busy crying to ask any intelligent questions.
Oh, cherries lately.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
you know,
good.
We have like 12, 13 cherry trees in our yard.
Really?
Yes. And so how they're placed, like super friendly places like behind the garage and stuff like that, it seems like they're volunteers, like they were seeds pooped out by birds.
Uh-huh.
But every tree is different.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And then they weren't pruned in any way. It doesn't in any way look like they were intentional. So the cherries are, 40 feet up.
Yeah,
But we use them for the birds.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the dogs.
Yes, of course.
And the skunks. There's nothing a skunk loves better than a cherry.
Oh, well, I don't blame them.
No, but it's really true. It is their number one food. And so, yay, I have 13 cherry trees.
How many skunks?
Two, not this year, but I mean two that the dogs have gotten into tussles with. And that's always frightening.
Yeah.
Because they're such rabies carriers. But I digress. But we just leave them for the birds, the cherries, and they just love them. They just snarf them up. So
I grew up with grandparents, and there was a Bing cherry tree, a giant Bing cherry tree that we would actually use. So good.
Yeah.
you don't see Bing cherries in the markets, even in the produce markets, the farmers markets. I haven't seen Bing cherries
in a long time.
There
yeah.
are some.
It's true.
They have something called black cherries, not quite the same, but yeah. equally delicious.
Well, that's just like, speaking of different and delicious, my favorite apple in the world was Yellow Delicious.
Oh, man.
But they're just gone because there's some yellow apple called Opal that I guess has a yeah. better shelf life, and they replaced it with that.
It has a better shelf life, but it is not the same.
No.
And I'm not saying they're not delicious. When you get the right... when you get a really perfect opal apple, it's hard to beat, but it's not the same.
Yep, it's good, but it's not my favorite. It's not Golden Delicious.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that's what's happened now to onions, if there's been oh. some kind of replacement thing. But why? Because, I mean, I just never had any trouble storing yellow onions, and they were sturdy, and, you know.
I haven't heard anything about a plague or a...
No, no.
whatever you call it. You know, locusts, mm-hmm. a storm of locusts or something no. taking out the onion crops.
Oh, same thing with yellow potatoes. Yukon potatoes, you can't get them anymore. They'll call them Yukon, but they're not. There's some other kind of more shelf-stable yellow potato, but they're not Yukons. You just can't get them anymore.
Isn't that weird?
If you see it, it's a lie.
It's not It's not weird.
It's
commerce.
Yeah, exactly. Grocery you know? Science, yeah. but that's not the right word.
I am so grateful to small farmers. I am so grateful
yeah.
because we get heirloom things. We get really seriously not air sets, heirloom. I
yeah,
mean,
yeah.
actually real heirloom after off of ancient trees. I, you know.
When you tuned in this morning, did you think you'd hear the word air sets twice? Air sets, gravy, and heirlooms.
Ooh. Well, I don't know what else can I say? Fake. I could say
yes,
fake.
Yes, no, but
fraudulent.
No, I love that. I love that air sets.
I like any word with a Z in it, frankly. I wonder what's going to be on your dinner table tonight.
Okay, I had a plan. What was it? Oh, my brain. So not hydrated yet. They don't have a coffee machine here. They do. They do, don't they?
They do.
But I just went... I turned right instead of left. Oh, I know. Sorry, it's tacos. We're just going to have tacos. And the reason is I have tomatoes that are so good. And so they're going to be 50% tomato.
Ooh.
Yeah, which is really good. You
yes,
know?
It's really good. Yeah. Tomatoes and tortillas. I did a caprese salad last night or the night before. And then there were leftover sliced tomatoes in oil and vinegar with mozzarella, and it's almost better the second day.
Yeah.
I had the leftovers for breakfast. I might do it again tonight. It was so good. The tomatoes yeah. are just so good.
Yeah.
Just slice them.
Yeah, we've been having BLTs like twice a week. And we do every time, you know, every year yeah. this time. They're just so good.
It's foolish not to take advantage of all of the, pick something today, not literally. If you don't have a cherry tree, don't worry about it. You know, the radio station has cherry trees out here. They're pie cherries or the sour cherries.
Know.
Yeah. And the birds do love them, I gotta
yeah,
say.
We've got one of those in our yard along with the other 12.
Linda Perkins, we are out of time.
No.
You know, it happens. It happens twice a month. It's so discouraging. I keep waiting for it not to happen.
Well, welcome to our two new listeners.
Yes. Thank you so much for being out there. You want to sing us out?
Sure. I'm driving my vegetables. I'm driving my green edibles. I'm driving my vegetables around. I am driving my broccoli. I'm driving my cauliflower. Driving a bushel of corn home. And cherries and tomatoes and peaches and corn.
Thank you, Linda.
Bye, Marianne. Have an excellent day.
You too, everybody.